Zeeland Lumber and Supply with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Thanks, Brent, for that warm welcome to the At Home Show. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you again on this Friday afternoon here in the middle of February. And happy Valentine's Day. I did forget to wish my wife a happy Valentine's Day this morning, and I know she listens every week, so happy Valentine's Day to you, Sarah. And that said, we're going to jump into the show. Last week, we talked about innovation and innovation in the building industry, and really we did a 35,000-foot flyover, really talked about all of the products that are in the industry and gave you a little bit of a picture of what's happening really before our eyes. The evolution of the industry, and in the last 5 to 7 years, that impact has been great. Today we take the plane down to about 10,000 feet, and I'm excited because we have Anderson Windows and Doors on the show today, and these guys are a well-known brand. I might add, possibly one of the best brands in terms of awareness in the entire industry. So today we have two folks on the show, Brian Hansen from Zeeland Lumber and Supply, and then Mike Bonema, the Anderson TSR. What's TSR, by the way, Mike?
Territory Sales Representative.
So Mike has been with Anderson for numerous years, and he's going to talk today about technology, about innovation at Anderson, at the enterprise, and what that means for you, the consumer. So before we jump into that, some housekeeping. 395-1450, 395-1450 is the number. Feel free to call in with your comments or questions on today's topic. And really, this is the first in several weeks talking about innovation in the industry. 395-1450. So let's jump into this, Mike. Innovation. What comes to your mind when we talk about innovation in the building industry?
First of all, Mark, if you don't mind, I want to let all your listeners know that my wife texted me over the lunch hour and said that she saw a robin in the backyard today.
Spot on.
So despite the lakes being 88% frozen over, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But anyway, innovation. As we look, and by the way, listeners, if you have a question, it doesn't have to be Anderson-related. It could be any window-related question that we could try to tackle. But as we get into innovation, thinking about the future of where the building materials are going, and specifically windows, one of the things that's happening is technology, introducing technologies into windows. And the way that we started introducing it is with putting a wireless sensor in all the locks. That's an option we call Verilock. This sensor tells you whether your windows are locked or unlocked, or open or closed. And you can link that to a monitoring company like an EPS, a well-known local monitoring company. And we're also introducing a self-monitoring app called Nexia, which we'll be rolling out in the near term. So that's kind of the start of where we of technology. But if you think about it, I'm sure we've all been gone and left our windows open and it started to rain. We want to get to the point where there's a sensor on that window that will close the window when it rains. We want to also get to the point where maybe you can automatically unlock or open the windows or doors at some point during the day, a certain time, or even being able to dim the windows at night instead of using shades. So there's lots of technology that's coming out in the future that we're working on at Anderson Windows. And another thing that I see coming in the future is more energy efficiency. The federal government is demanding that we get to a certain a U factor of a 0.27 in the coming years, but 20 years from now it's going to be much more energy efficient than that.
Those of you who are just joining us, you are listening to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. We have Mike Bonema and Brian Hansen on, and today we're talking windows, and specifically we're highlighting the Anderson brand. Anderson is a sole source, a complete source in the industry when it comes to what products, Mike? Let's just break that down a minute first.
Windows. We have a very broad offering of Windows. Everything from our 100 series, which is more of a price point product, all the way up to our architectural collection, which is for if you want a pea green window, with a maple interior with a certain stain, the very customized types of windows. We also do that in the architectural collection, and everything in between with the tried and true 400 series and 200 series products. We also manufacture patio doors and storm doors.
Right on. So that's your palette, your menu, if you will. And then specifically today we're talking about innovation and really what that means for you, the consumer, and how that can be of benefit to you when you're building homes, when you're remodeling, when you're replacing existing windows and doors. Now, I want to go back to the first thing that you mentioned. You mentioned this whole Verilock thing, and in my mind, I thought, you know, this kind of, in the past, consumers just called their neighbors, said, hey, I got some windows open, can you go shut them? The new technology, they actually will be shutting windows?
Well, that's what we look forward to down the road. Right now, this wireless technology will tell you if the window is open, closed, locked, or unlocked. Same with the door. They were not actually shutting the windows yet with an app on your smartphone. But we would like to get to that point, and will.
And it's pretty obvious that they're going to that point, because there is a commercial out right now that actually shows a guy sitting in a log cabin out in the yard, out in the woods somewhere, and he's like, his kid shows up and he goes, did you lock the door before you left and lock the windows? And sure enough, he hits an app and it shows him locking and everything. So that is definitely in the works here. We just, for now, at least you know whether they're open or closed. Still got to call your neighbor at this point to have him go close them.
So the old show, The Jetsons, really is starting to ring true.
Yes, definitely.
So that's one piece of technology. The other thing that we're going to go through on the show is talking about energy efficiency and where that's at. We also are going to dig deep in terms of what types of products are being used, right? And in terms of great yield and in terms of sustainability. That's also, I know, part and parcel to what Anderson does and core value that you guys have as an organization.
Yeah, we actually have a steam plant that's won lots of awards. Most of our energy that we use at our main plant in Minnesota is completely renewable energy from the steam plant, so it's pretty cool. Most of the products that we use there's also a product that we recently developed that we call Fibrex, and that's a proprietary material that we developed. Most window companies will use a vinyl or a wood or an aluminum. We work on developing tech materials that are different and better, and the reason this Fibrex is so cool is it doesn't shrink or swell. It's very, very durable. It's extraordinarily durable to water, both inside and outside of the house. Any condensation that might build over the winter can sit on that product all winter and not do any damage.
Yeah, that's a really cool product. We're going to talk more about Fibrex and other things that the window industry is doing to make your home better. We'll do that right after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, along with Brian Hansen and Mike Bottoma today. And we are talking windows and exterior doors, and specifically the topic, not only today, but the topic in the future will be innovation in the building industry. And Anderson is one of those forward-thinking organizations that have talked about innovation, and not only talked it, but they've also walked it. You know, it's truly a company where the audio and video match, and I can truly appreciate that. Just before the break, we talked about a product that they are using, and the product was called Fibrex. And ultimately, the question that I have in my mind that I'd like to share a little bit more with our listeners is this whole idea of, you know, Fibrex and why did your company come out with that? What solution did it meet for the consumer today?
Well, in the past, we would take our wood scraps from the manufacturer of windows and doors, and we would ship them to the power plant right up the river, and they would resell us energy at a lower price. So we decided that there's a different way to use this this wood, you could recycle it. So we do the same with various vinyl scraps that we get. We take the wood scraps and the vinyl scraps, we save them, we reuse them, and we combine them into these pellets, and then they go through an extruder that makes a product called Fibrex. So it's actually, by weight, it's 40% reclaimed material that would have been gone to a landfill probably in a different day. But the Fibrex material, it's used on different price points of product, too. It's used on our 100 series, which is our lower price point product, and it's also used in one of our lines in the architectural collection. So we use it all throughout the product line because we think very highly of it.
Now, to break it down for our listener, is that a product that can come in multiple colors, or are you limited a little bit in what color it comes in?
No, we offer it in 11 colors in the A series, which is one of our architectural product lines. And what are we up to now in the 100 series? Six colors?
We got six. You have six colors.
Just introduce black exterior.
Black, dark bronze, and then quite a few of the different creams and browns and, tans and whites.
And that's really something that I think we should highlight for the listeners is the color palette, the color offering that your company has now offered. And I would say that 5 years ago, that wasn't necessarily the case.
Yeah, we offered four colors. Now, in one of our product lines called E-Series, we offer unlimited colors. There's 50 standard, actually 61 standard colors. But if you have a custom color, you can get a custom color for a paint mix charge of about $700. So really, it's unlimited.
395-1450 is the number. 395-1450. If you have any questions on today's topic, we are talking with Anderson Windows, and it's kind of fun to talk about innovations because the one thing that's constant is change. You know, we've all heard that, and your company has definitely said, hey, we want to stay ahead of it so that we can meet the needs of today's consumers and tomorrow's consumer. Now, we talked about Fibrex, and we talked about several different colors. Can you talk about some of the other things that you're doing product-wise that you're offering today that maybe wasn't offered to the market a year ago or 2 years ago or even 5 years ago, Mike?
Well, storm doors are relatively new with Anderson. We weren't offering those 6-7 years ago anyway. The 100 series is a relatively new product line. It's only about 5 years old. The A series is only 3 years old. That's one of our high-end architectural lines.
What about like pre-finishing the interior of a window? Is that something that's been done forever, or is that something that has taken on a little different shape?
Yeah, it started out with just clear pine of being the option. Then we added a white, one white. Now we're able to offer multiple whites and multiple stains as well, done at the factory in ideal climates. No need to worry about humidity levels or temperatures. It's perfectly set at the factory.
And they've also added like a true scene screen within the, it hasn't been too many years ago. That's where if you have a great view up back of your house or whatever, this mesh is super tight, and which actually leads to the fact that when you look out, you don't even really see a screen. That's definitely something that's kind of...
keeps out more bugs, too.
Yeah, and it keeps out more bugs, and it's relatively new to the industry, when you consider how long windows have been around, obviously. So.
And we've also retrofitted all of our... or made our products all be able to be used as a replacement product as well. So if you have old windows that need to be replaced, we in the past didn't necessarily have a good solution for that. Now we not only have a solution, but in multiple price points as well.
All right, let's talk about some of the other details that go into a window, right? And what I'm thinking of is in my home right now, I have grills that are not between the glass. They're removable, I guess, if you will, and actually they kind of fall out more than, I don't know if the consumers out there, listeners out there have this type of scenario, is where the grills are not, they're at the point where they're just not staying in the window pane itself. What are the options for clients? What's maybe unique or pretty cool that you guys offer in terms of grills? As well as, then let's talk a little bit about hardware. What are the hardware options that folks can look at right now that again, they couldn't look at 3 to 5 years ago?
Right. We used to offer brass, white, and brown. Now there's 12 or so architectural finishes available with the hardware. Grills, there's the interior removable grills, or the grills that Mark is referring to. Those are not ordered very much anymore, although they still are available. In between the glass, grills are available. Also, grills that are permanently affixed to the inside and the outside of the window with a spacer bar in between, so it looks like an old window. But I also wanted to touch a little bit on glass technology. Glass technology is something that's always evolving as well, and that's one of the ways we get to these lower U values. Even if you have an older product that's an Anderson, you could replace just the sash, keep the frame, don't have to disturb any of the interior trim, and replace it with new sash with the latest and greatest glass. That's going to be a pretty inexpensive way to lower your energy bills.
I want to continue talking about glass. Welcome back to the final segment here on the At Home Show. Hope you're enjoying your week, and actually we have a little bit of a peek into the spring season coming. I know that we maybe couldn't think about that or dream of that a week or two ago, but I was told actually today that it's been since like December 1 that we've had two consecutive days of no snow. We've not had that at all, and so ultimately it's great to see the weather turning a little bit here, and thus building projects. And we're talking about Anderson Windows today and technology. Just before the break, we started the conversation talking about glass and what your company is doing, Mike, in terms of glass. You know, the listeners out there probably are familiar with standard insulated glass, standard IG. Is that a product that's even available anymore? And what are folks needing to ask for or look for when it comes in terms of windows?
Every window manufacturer is required to put a NFRC label on their units, and that has all the testing available on it and how those windows score in a couple of different areas of energy efficiency. You mentioned dual pane glass. That was a big deal, you know, 40 years ago. But now there's different types of glazings that you put on the double pane, and also triple pane is available as well. But there are different types of surface treatments that you put on that we put on the glass for different types of settings, depending on if your house faces west or what you're trying to accomplish. We have different types of glass glazing to best suit your personal location.
You know, we've talked about that a lot on this show in terms of, you know, the product is going to perform based on the environment in which it's installed, right? And a lot of homes, we have a lot of homes along Lake Michigan, right, where there's higher winds. It's just a different type of climate than really inland Michigan. Do you have products that will meet a need of a house that's built maybe on the bluff overlooking Lake Michigan?
Yeah, that's a unique thing that we have in West Michigan. But we do have a product that's a hurricane product because we do offer our product all over the country. So for West Michigan, we're not necessarily concerned about a branch blowing through the glass that might happen in a hurricane, but we do have hurricane force winds. So we have a product that is kind of like a hurricane light that we recommend for high wind areas, and a great example of that would be on Lake Michigan.
So if there's really one thing to take away today from today's show, it's really understanding what condition or what are the conditions of your home and where it sits. And really, it depends on what area you have your environment.
Right. If you go to our website, AndersonWindows.com, we actually have what's called the design pressure calculator. And you can plug in exactly where you live or what your structure looks like. Put in a few different dimensions, and it will give you a rating of what that building should be. So any building really does technically have a DP rating. Just a lot of houses don't come with it. So you can ask the experts at Zealand, and they've supplied product and at basically any type of all the different types of atmospheres that a house can be in Michigan, and they can recommend the best product for you.
Right, and you guys have understood that and recognized that, and you're offering products that meet the needs of all of the homeowners out there. In fact, the Anderson Enterprise, really, more so than ever here in 2014, you guys have a product that will fit to the needs of all the consumers.
Yeah, more so than ever.
Yeah, I would say just, you know, everything that we have in Zeeland there, I would say that we have, that Anderson probably will cover 99% of your needs. You know, I would never like to say 100% because you'll probably prove me wrong, but
right.
they pretty much have what you want in one way, shape, form, or another.
And the key is understanding what the needs are of the consumer. Mike, in our brief time left, can you talk a little bit about what you guys are doing with technology and the service and installation arena of the industry?
Yeah, if you think about the entire process of a window and your use as a homeowner, it gets ordered. First of all, it gets ordered, and it happens at the dealer level, and we're pretty good at providing all the tools necessary between Zeeland Lumber and us. And then it gets installed after it ships, of course, but then it gets installed, then it has to perform. And then if something does happen, there has to be an after-sales solution as well. We pride ourselves in having the largest after-sales service network in the industry, which Zeeland Lumber is a member of. What we're also starting to do, we're also starting to certify installers. And we have a class back in Bayport, Minnesota, that these folks can go to become a certified installer. So we're trying to handhold all the way through the process so the product performs as best it should for you.
Now, I'd be remiss in our brief time left to not ask about technology and the internet, right? What are the resources that the listener can go to just find more about your company and what you're doing in the marketplace today?
AndersonWindows.com, great location. We have all sorts of videos on there. But another great location is YouTube. There are over 100 videos, Anderson-related, whether they're how to adjust a casement sash, or if you want to learn more about a product, there's over 100 videos
on
YouTube.
So the internet is a great source for information. Thanks for listening to us. It's been a great show today. Love talking with you, Mike and Brian, about windows.